Belfast people, listen up. Everything seems all right. Over 90% of those surveyed are satisfied with Belfast as a place to live. The findings are from a survey commissioned by Belfast City Council. So what do you think? Are you satisfied? Well, earlier I spoke to the Belfast barman and the commentator Brendan McGrew. I started by asking Belfast barman if he thought it was a good place to live.
Belfast itself, you put everything together, Belfast fantastic. Only if you don't look too closely at it.
What do you mean?
Well, if you're making a cake, no one wants to eat plain flour, no one wants to eat raw egg, no one wants to eat raw cream, but you mix it all together, you get a fantastic cake. That cake's Belfast. Everything together is superb, but don't look too closely at segregation. Don't look too closely at crime. Don't look too closely at bigotry, at discrimination, at racism, at the streets. If you look at the big picture, Belfast's fantastic.
Brendan?
Oh, God, and it does really depend, I guess, on where your starting point is. And I think that survey showed the vast majority of people regarded Belfast as a really good place to live in. And I think it's what way you're predisposed. If you want to look for those negatives, look, you can find those in any city. Do they exist in Belfast? Of course they do. But we have got so much going for the city, and we are a lot better off than we were
10
years ago. Like, Stephen, the selection of arts that we have to choose from, sports venues and sports occasions we have to choose from. We live minutes away from Divis Mountain, Black Mountain, Cave Hill Mountain, the River Lag. This city has everything going for it, and it does depend what way you want to view your city from the outset. What is your government
saying? This city turns into a riot zone once a year. There are riots once a year, if not more.
It sounds like you're listening to... A positive one.
It sounds like you're listening to things that people in their middle ages like, but what do people who are sort of younger than 30 like doing? They're not going to walk up Black Mountain. They're not going to go for a walk along the Lag, and they're the people that are going out and rioting. What is there in Belfast for people of that age?
Well, I mean, I'm not younger than 30 anymore, but when I go into the Cathedral Quarter or around Hill Street at night time or into the city centre, there are people there and they're having a good time, that's for sure. And you know what? I see plenty of them up doing walks and runs as well who are younger than 30 years of age. I mean, it's a very young city, and we have loads to do for young people, for tourists. On the Falls Road on Sunday, and I was running up there, I was amazed at the amount of tourists around the Falls Road, never mind the city centre. We are an open, inclusive city, more so now than we have been in the past. Have we got more to do? Of course we have. Every city has.
Well, for example,
let's start from the starting point of an optimistic viewpoint.
For example, over the 12th, everything closes. What have we got for tourists then?
And Easter. Everything closes over Easter as well, Stephen.
Guys, go into the city centre. It's any night now, and certainly from Thursday to Sunday, and the place is thriving. It's buzzing. That can't be denied.
Well, it can be denied. Certain areas are. The Cathedral Quarter is fine, but there's plenty of places in the city centre that could do with a boost, could do with a drive from the city council.
Yeah, and I think the city council does some. There are some really good initiatives. I think we need more people to come here, to come and live here. That's tied up with the whole economic situation, jobs that are on offer, the way we train people. All of that can improve, and I think is improving as well. But I think Belfast has a lot to offer people. That's why our tourist numbers are going up. That's why we are attracting major events.
You know, we don't even have trains or trams to the major airports, for goodness sake.
Yeah. I think Belfast, the people that run Belfast, and from that I mean the council and Stormont, I think they tend to look at the big tickets. They look at the things that will get them, not only in the newspapers here, but the newspapers in Toronto, in Sydney. They want to stand there next to the world's best cyclist, next to multi-million selling superstar singers. They don't want to do something that actually helps people at Belfast today and tomorrow. It has to be something that's worth a photo call, worth holding up in front of.
I want our leader standing next to superstars, cyclists and famous people in Toronto newspapers. I want the message going out there that Belfast is a changed and a changing city. I want to see that. That should be happening. This thing should be happening.
They're telling people in other cities how fantastic Belfast is, whilst the people who actually live in Belfast don't necessarily see that all the time, though, do they?
Well, nobody feels that their city is great all the time. Come on, wise up.
Well, there's a difference between all the time and...
Do you think people run around in a high all the time anywhere they live? Of course they don't. But when you compare and contrast what we have to other countries, I guess the question is, are we doing all right? Is this a lovely place to live? Like, London's a nightmare. I couldn't stand living in London for 2 minutes, for goodness sake.
I've lived in London, Stephen. I think London's
awful.
Fantastic.
Awful.
The one thing you could never say about London, you could never
That's
say
fantastic. What, a lot of posh people run around, rich posh people run around this vacuous big chasm. Nobody talks to each other.
Well,
nobody knows each other. You sit in transport for about 2 hours to get from A to B.
Maybe that's where in London you go to, Stephen. Maybe the hotels you stay in are in the different areas.
Belfast barman, you're making the point about London that you have just made about Belfast. It's what you choose to look for. Are you telling me that London doesn't have riots from time to time, civil disorder from time to time, high levels of crime? That's there if you look for it, and the good things are there if you look for it. That's the point.
Yeah, London has riots from time to time. Belfast has time to time when there's no riots. There's a bit of a difference there.
I think the crime levels in London are a lot higher than they are in Belfast.
Well, that's because most of our crime tends to be sorted out by communities.
I'm making the point about Belfast that you are now making about London.
All right. Well,
I think we agree on that.
Here's the number this morning, 0845955678. What do you think of Belfast? Is it a beautiful place to be? This survey says over 90% of Belfast residents are satisfied with the city as a place to live in. Let us know what you think this morning. Thanks a lot, guys. Thank you very much.